Good morning, evening, Christine. How are you today?
Hi, love. I'm very well, thank you. It's afternoon here, and thank you for inviting me to speak with you yet another time. I'm excited.
Yes, welcome back. And so afternoon in Bali,
Exactly.
Ubud or Canggu?
This time around, it's Canggu. I needed a different energy vibe.
Enough with the spiritual hippies.
Yes, I find in Bali as well, you find your tribe, right? And if you have the freedom to move around, it is a wise thing to surround yourself with exactly what you need. And I wanted to go a bit more anonymous, a bit more diverse. I wanted to have the freedom to move less restricted in terms of who I want to hang out with. And it was a smart move. I'm connecting here with wonderful women, and I can go incognito when I need that, which is great.
Great. Maybe for those who haven't listened to the first episode with you, do you want to introduce yourself again?
Sure, I can do that. So I'm Christine, native Swiss. I'm a nomad for most of my life, and I'm currently focusing on mentoring and coaching services for individuals. I do also teach aerial yoga in form of workshops, immersions, and teacher trainings. I have a teacher training coming up in Switzerland in June, and that's when I'm going to return to European grounds, and I'm excited for that. I'm currently in Bali, and while I am here, I'm also focusing on a new, relatively new treasure of mine, which is finding access to, let's say, upcoming financial assets. And I'm deep diving currently into that as well. But that's, more of a nerdy type of free time activity, let's call it that way.
But that's what we'll mostly talk about today, right?
Yes.
Nerdy stuff.
Yes, nerdy stuff. Important nerdy stuff.
Yeah, which is maybe a challenge for both of us, right?
Totally.
Let's try. Best. Stay with us, people.
Yes, please. It's going to be a real juicy topic, I promise. And you already had a preview of the lead. It's not going to be boring. Promise.
Yeah, that's for sure. Never boring anyway with you.
Oh.
So, what do you want to maybe clarify what that means or how you started to dive into this topic?
Sure, with pleasure. So, living a lifestyle that I do means that I'm very much independent, which comes with, let's say, challenges such as how to make sure you have enough abundance, financial abundance, have enough support, create enough funds for future endeavors, just how to organize the money topic. So I started to look into different ideas of, well, how do I generate wealth and how do I maintain wealth? How do I grow wealth if I decide to be a little bit more off grid, a little bit more, let's say, living a free life, so to speak, which is not entirely true, but it sounds like it if you live in a very systemic kind of environment. And by the way, there is nothing wrong with that. It was just my choice, and that was my entry point to looking into this idea: how can I generate wealth myself without having to outsource it to a third party, being a bank or an insurance or a broker or a consultant or all of these people that come in between, as a connecting party there. That's when I realized there is a way to make this happen. It means, though, that I have, first of all, I have to change my mindset around money. I have to understand where I come from when it comes to money patterns, the belief systems, the ideas of who can become rich, who is not allowed to become rich, who am I in this whole scenario being a woman, what ancestral baggage do I bring into this? I had to dig through all of that. And then I also had to understand, with wanting to generate wealth that I'm in charge of, there comes a great deal of responsibility. And also, I have to open my mind and I have to start to see possibilities where I have not seen them before because no one ever told me that they're there. And that, I think, is a very important link and a very important viewpoint. And that's why I'm going to repeat that. As long as you don't see the possibility, it seems like it doesn't exist. So I needed to kind of palpate everything I knew to understand that, oh, there is something I didn't know of. And there is a possibility where I have an entry point, but I need someone to show me that it exists. Otherwise, I don't see it. That it's with everything, with every perspective shift, or with every, let's say, discovery of something new, right? All of a sudden, there's a new thing because someone understood that it's there. It's kind of, it's this beautiful, beautiful, magical shift. Although I would not want to connect magic with money. But then again, I want to, because really this is all about a perspective change. Like, you need to understand how to do things differently, how to look at things differently, to see that there's new possibilities on the horizon. So that's the back story. And I hope that made sense now.
Yeah, like this is, I guess, what you do in coaching as well with your clients. You
Exactly.
show them that there are so many possibilities.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. And like in coaching, I needed someone to show me. I'm like, hey, have you ever thought of that? Let's look at that. Because there is maybe a possibility for you.
Do you want to
Yeah.
share something in particular about mindset? Some aha moments, maybe.
Sure. Let's take a step back here exactly and look at how to generate financial abundance, or how to make the money work in your favor, and what it means. And I don't want to sound in any way woo-woo or hippy-dippy. It really does not have anything to do with that. And you know me, I'm a very practical, down-to-earth person. I try to be very in much in this human experience. And therefore, I came across several things before I really realized what this is about. The mindset shift really starts with this idea. How was I exposed? So who exposed me to the money topic? Was I exposed to the money topic? And what did I perceive? Like, what got into me? And to be frank, in my life, there was not such a thing as an education around money. In my family, it did not exist. I really don't know how I even made it to become independent. It's a mystery to me because I had no such thing as a plan or a suggestion on how to set myself up. I was fishing in the dark and just following whatever was out there, be it through employers or, all of these beautiful things that, for example, in my case, Switzerland had in place to make sure I'm not drowning. And when I started to unwind these things, I understood I have no clue what I'm doing. Like, what is this? What I have to look at when it comes to money? And I understood that's frightening in a way. It's scary to understand I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm just following those rules that have been set up because from my family, I have been told, and that wasn't in words, but just in the way we lived it. My dad brought in the money. I didn't know where it comes from. I didn't know how he managed the money. My mom just could spend it, but very limited because she was dependent, or still is, on my dad's money. There was a scarcity around spending, never too much,
Mm.
always just like, good enough. You have to earn it. Like there's nothing just coming in because it always has to have something that you delivered, some sort of thing that you accomplished. Otherwise, there was no money. So there's two things that really were ingrained into me. Me being a woman, I basically have no clue and no chance to become financially independent. That's the first thing. And the other thing was there is no reward without you bringing forth something. It is only if you accomplish that you get something in return. So I had to kind of unwind these patterns first. Like understand that I, of course, as even as a woman, or because I am a woman, I can become fully independent on how I manage and grow my financial wealth. I don't need a man and I don't need anyone to tell me how to. That was a very, very important aspect in my journey. So that's different for everyone. I mean, there's people who probably don't have to deal with that at all because they had a healthy money mindset that was passed down through the family line. But I guess there is many that come from a background like me.
Probably not.
Your face, funny
Yeah.
face. That, we're kind of not really having a clue and not even knowing that I didn't have a clue and going through life like that. And it's astonishing to me that I did not break down. I'm like, how did you even get to where you are today? You had no idea. So that I really had to break this idea of I can be in charge of my own money and I can get it to work for me. I don't need anyone to do that for me. I don't need to outsource it. And it's clever to maybe do both. Have a party that is managing a part of my wealth and the rest I manage myself. So I really had to take a look at money in general. I had to dive into how does money work? How do these assets work? How does investing work? How does saving money work? What possibilities do I have? How much money do I have in the account? So stuff like even going back and see how much money went in and how much money went out, like normal bookkeeping stuff, just focusing on what am I doing money-wise? That was a game changer for me because I frankly never did that in the past. I'm just like, yeah, getting through, like having a little bit of an idea what's on my saving account, making enough to pay my taxes. It was a mess. And so I realized I really have to take a good look at what I'm doing here, full on. Like really focus it on it and own it. And that was really scary. I realized I don't want to look at it. What if I don't like it? Or what if I realize, oh my God, I need to like I'm not going to get anywhere with that. All of these fears, coming up and the judgment and yeah. So mindset to kind of come to an end here is very diverse. There is a lot of aspects that you have to get behind it when you want to just bring that mindset of money to the table. And it has nothing to do with affirming every night that you're going to be rich and win the lottery. It has nothing to do, nothing to do with that. It's really hands down very practical stuff that you want to make a shift in perception with.
Yeah. And you don't, so zero affirmation, zero visualization, just practical stuff.
Simply practical stuff. So that's the first step. When you set yourself up then and have an idea what you're doing, the next step definitely is how to get that on its way. And then the whole visualization becomes, of course, more important because you want to become more in tune with this idea of being in charge of your own wealth, which It's scary in the beginning. It's uncomfortable. It's territory that you don't want to walk on because the social patterns actually never encouraged you to do that. Think all of the entrepreneurs or the very, very successful business owners, these have not followed the normal path. They have branched off and just did their own stuff. And that takes guts. Of course it does. It comes with a certain as like a certain risk. Yes, that's connected with, and you want to step over that fear factor. And I'm not talking like hundreds of millions of dollars, like even in the smaller scale, you need to start to be comfortable with taking responsibility. Yeah, and potentially also doing it wrong. You know, in the beginning, it's all a learning curve. Yes.
Okay, so that would be the second step.
Second step, yeah. First of all, you really want to untangle. Like, it does not make sense. And I mean, that's a general thing in life. If you overlay stuff that is wired in the wrong way with positive affirmation, that is not going to work because this feels like, it feels like an imposter. That's an imposter. Like, what are you doing? Like, your being will be torn apart. One part will tell, oh, that would be nice. And the other one is going to scream at you. What are you doing? This is so, that's ridiculous. We're so not there. I'm not going to support you with this affirmation stuff. Let's call it stuff. So you want to be real there. So important not to override. Doesn't make any sense. So first, there are steps to that, and the first one is untangling and just looking at the dysfunctional beliefs you do have, the outdated beliefs you have.
I like this dysfunctional. No, I always use limiting, but yeah, dysfunctional is actually right. Yeah.
Limiting, yeah, of course, yes, they are limiting, but they don't serve. I mean, they do serve. They keep you in a very safe, in a very very predictable environment. Yeah.
Because often, like, what comes with those beliefs or those fears is that we might lose our friends or family, or if we either make it in a work kind of way, but also money-wise. And it's like, ah, oh, do I wanna, because it then changes the things you do maybe on the weekend or on holiday or where you live. I don't know, right? I don't know yet. But I've also been through that kind of work with books and workshops and all that. And yeah, this is what came up. Yeah, what would happen then to the relationship or relationships in general? Yeah, so super interesting. Also, the dynamic with the family or the beliefs. I grew up the opposite as you. Like, my mom was super independent, and like, she was like, ah, you gotta make your own money and you gotta be independent, and this is the most important thing. And now I'm like, is it really? I need to break this as well to discover what is my own thought about this, actually. Yeah.
Wow. That
So
is
interesting.
I think that is a very valid point, to bring in this idea of what could happen. What could happen if I do empower myself to take charge of my own money? What happens if I decide to go on an adventure in an asset category that no one ever has adventured before? And what does it mean in terms of, is someone gonna break away because of that? Do I share about it? Will I keep it a secret to make sure that I don't get misunderstood? These are very valid questions and they will come up. It's a safety thing and it's an interesting topic to even talk about it in that way. Safety, you know, money to safety, but also, yeah, in terms of what happens to my relationship if I change that, if
Because
I branch out.
we always say we want change, but then Probably not enough because, or not, because there are all these things behind. Otherwise, it would actually change. But because we're so attached to so many things the way they are, and we're so scared of the unknown, that we might not take that step, even subconsciously, mostly subconsciously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's also very fair, to accept and consider. We do live in very comfortable structures that are very secure. I wouldn't say they're beneficial only, but they're very secure. And it's valid to meet that fear, to meet these insecurities, to meet these questions. Because this is a structure that keeps us in check for hundreds of years. So that is not just a piece of cake to start to shake these things up.
Yeah, it's true. So, what would be step four then? Or what did you do then after? Do you want to share the specifics?
I think we can start to share the specifics. Absolutely. In my case, I was looking into this idea of being able to take my money into my own hands, as at least a part of it, and generate wealth with it. Doing it on my own terms, that meant I have to educate myself and really do it myself, fully myself. And so I had several possibilities to do that. And I think the next step seriously is then a bit of a choice of what you like better. I like the out of the box stuff, and I was starting to nerd out into what is going to happen to the financial market in the upcoming years, and where do I see assets that are most likely going to persist through the upheavals that we do experience in the past couple of years, and that will continue to be there in the upcoming years. And I started to be interested in the cryptocurrency market. That was something that popped up for me in 2020 for the first time, and I wanted to dip my toe into it, but I did not know how to do that. So there we go. Again, I was at the point where I'm like, this is interesting, but I don't know how to do this. And then I wanted to get in, but I had the fear of touching this unknown territory. And on top, I still had a lot of belief systems in place that would not even allow me to go there. So hence, that was then, going to step four. First, had a prelude of going through all of the other steps first. Of course, you can do that all simultaneously. In my case, it was just that. I was ready to dip my toe in as soon as I kind of understood I want to become the master of my own wealth. I don't want to have it outsourced. I do not necessarily trust all of the systems anymore fully. I want to be diversified, and I want to have some of my eggs in a basket I can access, and that is not fully dependent on the market, the financial market, as is the traditional financial market. And so I started to dip my toe into cryptocurrencies. I started to look into that. I had friends, in particular one friend who introduced me to it, who educated me a little bit on how that stuff is going, but it seemed very complicated to me. And then again, I was at the point where I felt like I have to outsource it to him, because otherwise I don't get it. It was very nerdy that, only that was 4 years ago. It was still nerdy, and it was still not accessible for the mass. It still isn't today, to be clear on that, but it was even more difficult. It was a very much a niche thing. People were not really ready to talk about it. It was like, it was perceived half illegal, or just that stuff that is going to cascade. Some people even thought it is a pyramid scheme. Like, there was funky stuff out there. And I mean, fair, it was a whole new asset. And so it took a while. It took a while. I got slowly, slowly into that, nerding out with more people about it, talking about it again and again, getting access to some apps where you could start to at least buy Bitcoin without having to go into the exchanges. And you see, I already start to use these crypto terms that may already sound very weird to you when if you've never heard of that. And so step by step, I started to get exposure. And then I realized, if I only play at the surface, nothing is going to happen. I have to dare to step in. Otherwise, I'm going to be the one that has the knowledge, but I'm not going to be the one that makes a difference because I don't take action. So just dipping a toe in, I was at some point not enough anymore for me. And that also is something that is not enough in general. It's with all of the wisdom that you do gain. It's with everything you do, right? If you are good because you know something, it's never going to be the same as if you are wise because you experience it, because you live it. That's just, it's not the same. And so again, I had to dive into living that thing, not only the conditioning myself from how can I take this stuff into my own hands, but also doing it and really going in and have this financial intelligence and put it into action. And I really realized that and told myself I need to go full in. And that doesn't mean like I put all of my money into that one basket. And then I went, in with 100% risk, but it was a decision to understand, okay, now I really want to get into that. Because you see, the cryptocurrency market or the cryptocurrency industry allows you to take full responsibility because it's a bit of a wild west still. And if you do not do it yourself, you never really know if you're safe. And I think this is the best exercise in that field to really start to take responsibility. Do it yourself. Like be in charge of your money. That it comes with all of the task lists that you have to be on top of. And so I decided I need help. I can't do this alone simply because it is too much, it's too time intensive. I am very interested, but I'm not that interested because believe me, there is people that are like 100 times worse when it comes to nerding out on stuff. And you really have to be on your toes because that's a fast emerging, a fast changing market. And it's the most exciting time because as soon as this gets mass adapted, it's going to become much more stable. And then also your profits will even out. As soon as this thing gets stabilized, we're through the most exciting times of this market because then you're going to make profit, but it's not going to be wild anymore. And you can wait it out and start to get in when it's mass adapted, and you can come in via your bank, but then you miss out on this very empowering tool of taking responsibility yourself. But long story short, I decided I need help. I don't want to do this alone. And so I kind of let it sit and didn't really do much until I found an educational platform that ticked all of my boxes to support me in exactly that. And once I found that, I dove in. I came across a German company that provides educational content, deep dive if you want to, but also just enough to be able to get access to the market, understand it, start to navigate it, and to know exactly when and where to invest to. And that for me was the turning point. So I found someone that again was the doorway, the entry point to this new world that fully opened my eyes to what is possible and how to have a mindset and an intelligence that allows me to, and that sounds maybe controversial, to be in this financial endeavor in a relaxed way. Not having to worry, not having to watch the market, not having to be afraid of losing or anything, because I get the guidance. And that, yeah, made it possible for me to get access to this new form of how to look at money, how to be exposed to something that is cutting edge and new and probably And I have to bring that in here because I hear it all the time, and I have to say it myself. I'm not a financial advisor, and you know, it's absolutely up to you what you do with this type of information. But I say it will survive whatever we face in the upcoming years when it comes to financial system changes. It will survive it. I'm very, very convinced.
Yeah, because we're hearing a lot of things are going to change, and the financial system also. And I mean, you saw it even last year in Switzerland, one bank collapsed or something, and then
I know.
I had another one, and I was like, what? In Switzerland? I thought I was safe here.
See, I almost forgot about that, but yes,
Yeah.
thank you. Thank you for reminding me. I'm like, I know why I'm saying this, but I kind of forgot why I do. This is why I do. So we do have evidence of stuff starting to fall apart. And this is not about, you know, giving kind of an horror scenario or an apocalyptic type of outlook into the future. This is just me sharing about how I want to be smart about the changes we face in this world of today. And especially if you are looking into another 30, 40 years on this planet, hey, why not take a little turn and see if you can at least partly become financially independent. So that is, you know, the eggs in the basket. Just some of them, put them into a different basket, just for the fun of it, if not for, you know, very intelligent reasons, to make sure you are well set up for whatever's coming our way. Because really, it's wild times out there. We don't know what's gonna happen. It happens fast and it's scary. Yeah, you know.
And for you, it seems like it's also an empowering tool for women, maybe,
Yes,
but especially.
absolutely. For me, in my age, and I'm aware that not everyone may relate to that, but maybe yes, maybe it's not only age, maybe it's also like how you grow up. But I turned 48 this year. I'm in my last month of being 47. And I realize if I would have known about this, and I know it's like it's not even a reality because it hasn't been there like 20 years ago. But if I would be in my 20s, let's put it that way, and I would have the possibility that I now have today, I would be somewhere completely different, Ophelie. Like, really, it feels like this is such an empowering tool for me. I'm a little sad I'm only coming across it now. And I have met women, you know, who were in the crypto market 20, 15, 16, 17. And I mean, the real early birds. And these guys, you know, they do well today because they did believe in it so early on. Like, yeah. And we are still in the early years. So if you can get access to that now before it goes mainstream, wow, I don't want to think about the possibilities that I would have had. And then yet again, I don't want to delve into the past, but for me, being a woman, it's become a tool of becoming more empowered. Empowered in what I can do as a woman when it comes to finance. Finance, the financial world, is a male-dominated industry. Even the women who work there or the women who are big in it are very much in their masculine energy. It's all about power structures. It's all about more, a better, more powerful. This is all the masculine energies. And to cut through this and realize that I can empower myself and cut my piece of that in a clever way, you know, that has been of immense value. Also for my own emancipation that I'm still going through with years and years of conditioning put on me. There's always a new layer to strip, you know, and it has made me so much more proud in sitting in who I am, you know, and taking on this responsibility. And again, I know I use this word a lot, but really with responsibility, there's freedom. Freedom only comes when you take responsibility. Otherwise, freedom is a joke. Like, where are you going with that? You really need to own your stuff. And with that, I also mean you need to know when to ask for help. But that's a whole different topic. But being responsible also for my failures, you know, the stuff that I did wrong, the people I did trust and it didn't go well, and all of that, to become more empowered into taking the risk to do something, trying away, failing, going down another road, you know, investing, maybe losing. That all is a mindset that empowered me so much, because it's a mindset of a business owner. It's a mindset of an entrepreneur. It's a mindset of someone who is limitless. We were talking about limitations before. Like, when you free yourself from a certain type of thinking, you have access to a whole different set of possibilities. And that, for me, a woman who has been brought up with this idea that I cannot do anything myself, this is beautiful. So the investment I have kind of done with buying into the market, or, you know, buying a membership to be a member of the academy, has paid back tenfold, because I could change so much around my money beliefs and the way I make money. And it's exciting. It's exciting to be looking at something that you did. You know, so this is kind of a baby there. My baby. Look, it's growing. It's growing. It's amazing. And everything because I do.
So
It's
now you
not
want
just.
help. So now you want to help other women do the same, have this same feeling and the same kind of growth and responsibility and freedom.
Exactly, Ophelie. I have understood that, you know, now being in this, let's call it parallel universe of people who have access to that market and to that mindset, has brought me a lot of insight into where a lot of people still are, a lot of women still are, women in my age, women in your age, women that are younger, coming from especially Switzerland or Western European countries. Interesting enough, not so much Germany. Germany seems to be quite open-minded, which is surprising. Didn't think. But at least Swiss people are super narrow-minded. And I'm Swiss, so I'm entitled to say
Yeah,
that.
exactly.
Especially when it comes to money. So Switzerland and the history of Switzerland did a really good job in keeping people super narrow-minded when it comes to money. And that's fair, because that's how we became rich. But now, when we want to break this up and go into new ways of making money, I see that, oh my God, I'm doing the groundwork here. This is a grassroots project, so to speak. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I need a lot of help from the spirits to get this over and across to other people. And so I have started to talk about it more openly. I target it. Yes, I do actually talk to my environment one-on-one, not necessarily in groups, but maybe that's going to change now if there is a lot of feedback coming all of a sudden. But so far, I have started to talk about this idea of taking charge of your own financial well-being and asking women how they are set up, what they are doing with their money, if they have an investment plan, if they're exposed in any way, how they envision their future, how they think they're going to make that happen. And it is really interesting what I get back so far. And I think there is a lot to talk about.
Totally. And you know, I also come from so yoga and always like, so I'm 35 and now I'm starting to feel like I should take care of that stuff. And of course you can take care of that stuff in your early 20s, the earlier the better. But I really didn't care because you're young and you are dumb, or you have other things to focus on, right? You want to travel, you want to, of course, it does, you can do both, you know, you could be smart financially and the rest, but I didn't. And since last year, I think I start asking myself, okay, or I think I start thinking about it, like thinking more long term and getting interested in those things without thinking, oh my God, no, that's evil. Where does the money come from? And because, yeah, that's another topic.
Yes, you see, it's so deep.
Yeah. And then I started listening to, what's his name? Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or something like that. The dude. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. What I find really disturbing is maybe too strong of a word, but what bothers me in this society is that you have to work. Well, I could finish my sentence right there.
Yes, I support you. Like, I got your back there. Why do I have to work?
But that you have to work until you're 65, and probably when I'm gonna be that age, it's gonna be 75 or whatever, and then you can retire and chill, you know. And I'm like, this makes no sense. And this dude says that in his book, and I'm like, and it was the first time I heard someone say that it's basically modern slavery, what we do, you know, having to work 42 hours a week or whatever. It's like, yeah, that's what bothers me. And that's why I would go towards those practices.
Absolutely. And I think that's a very smart thinking, you know? How I mean there this topic can unfold in many ways in terms of why do you invest? What do you want? Like, do you want to set yourself up for an retirement time that is nice and breezy? Do you want to create passive income? Do you want to buy a house? I mean, there's really, you have to start to ask yourself these questions then. And one of them can really be, okay, how do I put my money to work? So I do have to work less. Or I can do whatever I want to do without having to make sure I make enough money of what I do. There are smart ways to, let's say, add on to your portfolio. I'm not even saying you need to support yourself 100% with these new asset forms or these new income forms, but to get exposed to them and at least give yourself the possibility and the opportunity to get something out of it is smart. And I feel like we're not open-minded enough for that. We still think, and there it goes, this is not for me. This is for other people. This works for them. It will never work for me. I mean, do you even me talking to you gives you an idea of, oh, that sounds like a belief system. That sounds like, you know, being full of ideas that aren't even mine to keep me away from doing that, or at least trying.
So, how is the course called or the company?
Very happy to give you that information. So if that what I have said speaks to you in any way, there is a company. It's called Infinity. That's the company's name. And please don't Google it. Just sit back for a moment and envision a platform, an online platform that gives you access to all the knowledge that you need to set yourself up in the cryptocurrency market. That is one aspect of what the platform can do for you. The platform is oriented towards creating passive income in many different ways. One of them is the crypto market access. That's what I was interested in, and that's why I bought myself a membership. The platform finances itself through the membership fees, The platform doesn't have any token. The platform does not take your money. The platform does not have access to your money. It is only focused on educational content. Super easy to trust, I find, because everything is in my responsibility. If I don't want to get access to the platform anymore, I just don't renew my membership. They don't even do an automatic renewal. That's how little they care. And I think that's absolutely, I like that attitude.
Yeah,
you want to have the information, pay your membership. If you don't want to have it anymore, your membership expires and you're out. Like, I find this super awesome. The stuff is easy. It's set up in a very easy way so you can follow. It is, there's funny German terms, like there's some German, old school German series online for kids, and they compare it to these series. Like, it's so easy. It's like this and this series for German people. Well, it is in English and in German. That's important to say. Even though it's a German company, the whole content is available in English. And I said it before, don't Google it. And that's why you will all Google it now. And if someone is interested in that, I really want them to either come directly to me or go to you, Ofeli, and say, hey, I'm interested. I wanna talk to Christine about it. Because the company is not out with in any form of marketing. It is a referral and affiliate system behind, which is a whole different, whole different topic, not what we're talking about today. But that means you really only get the full picture of what this is and what it can do for you if you talk to someone who uses it. And I am using it. I am absolutely confident that this is a great source of knowledge. And that's why I recommend it. And that's how I got into it. A friend of mine, she used it. She talked about it. I said, hey, this is interesting. Please, can I talk to you about it? And we talked. And then I Googled and I'm like, oh my God. But then I talked again to them. And I'm like, yeah, when you're successful, you have haters. That's probably even a good sign. Yeah. Long story short, that was like too much said because you only asked me how the platform is called. But
no, that's great.
I brought it home.
I can put your contact details anyway, so that if people are interested, they can contact you directly. Because I wouldn't know what to say if they contact me.
Let's do that. Yeah, no, you can just kind of forward it to me. It's all good. I just want to make this comfortable for people because it is an uncomfortable topic and it takes courage to even, hop on a call and have a conversation, because you're probably going to be worried. Oh my God, she's going to sell something to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't care less. I'm not.
Took me 2 months to get back to you.
Yeah.
And then took me another few weeks to get back to you again. Oh my God. Yeah. It's a fascinating topic.
It is, it is a fascinating topic. And even the way I want to bring it to people is very out of the box, because I know, yes, people are pressuring when it comes to these educational calls, these discovery calls. I promise, that's not my approach. And the person who talked to me was super low-key about it. She didn't pressure me into anything. And I'm just doing the same thing. I just wanna, that really authentically and very genuinely is my goal. I want to educate people, especially women. And I want to empower them. And if you don't do anything other than start to nerd into the topic and expose yourself and then find maybe a different way to get access to it, perfect. Then my mission is accomplished, because the only thing I really care about is exposing more and more women to this opportunity, because it is a beautiful opportunity on so many different aspects. It can do so much for you, for your self-esteem, for your belief system, for the way you look at the world, for your brain waves, because you start to connect new brain waves in a way you have never connected them before. It is great training as well, to kind of learn new things, wrap your head around new technologies. And that's all going to be so helpful in these coming years because I already think I'm so behind when I look at 20 years old. Like the way they live life is so far away from how I do, which is fair because I'm 28 years older than they are. But still, I'm like, whoa, I need to stay up to date here, otherwise I'm going to fall behind.
I mean, yeah, for this topic, for sure. For others, I don't know. I don't
Yeah, no.
think I can keep up with those youngsters.
No, I agree. Thank you for clarifying. There is an deteriorating factor, but maybe, just maybe, that's what they need to be able to survive in this world. You never know. You know, we're not going to be around anymore when they hit a certain age. And I don't know how this world is going to look like. And maybe they need a certain, you know, a certain amount of weirdness.
Hyperactivity.
You know, like the way I look at it at this point is everything's exactly how it's supposed to be. And as weird as I find it, and if I agree or not is not important. I just need to make sure I'm on top of it. You know, it's a necessity. I don't need to like it, but I need to be on top of it.
It's true. Thank you, Christine, for your wise words.
Thank
Pleasure as usual. Thank you so
you, love. Thank you.